Bubby, let's first start with you. As Len said, he started with Pittsburgh. He goes to Cleveland. 5 years. He's 26, 27 before he gets the right match. Tell us what you learned about going from team to team and what the essence is for a quarterback, the most important player, separate from kicker, of course, on a team. What it takes for a quarterback in terms of an offensive coordinator, in terms of the team chemistry, the culture of the team, the ownership. What's the most important thing for a quarterback to have to be successful?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say hi to Lynn. Lynn, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Bubby. And you know what that is. That's an offensive line that's going to protect your butt and give you plenty of time to throw.
You have to have a supporting cast first and foremost, and nothing else matters. If you have a supporting cast, meaning the offensive line, the defense, the whole deal, coaches, players, owner that's willing to spend some money, when you have the total package like that, then you have a chance to succeed in that league, I feel.
Well, you know, you had to deal with different systems. What about personalities, though? Don't you feel that sometimes as a player you get an image, a stereotype? You get pigeonholed as having a certain personality, a certain talent here, a certain weakness there, and that the rest of your career, if you're not careful, you have to fight against that?
I think so. I think you're right, especially nowadays. Looking back, being drafted by the Steelers and Tom Moore being my offensive coordinator, he's at the Colts now. He used to say that I was a throwback, and if I would have been drafted by anybody else at that time, well, there's a few exceptions, but anybody else at that time, I might not have played as long. I mean, he let me, my motor ran high, and he sort of corralled me, and he let me play my style and try to develop for 6 years when we were at the Steelers, plays around me and players around me. Instead of trying to change the way I played, he tried to, you know, develop our offense around that, and he let me play. And then later on in my career, I had to start learning how to play quarterback, really, and read defenses. But before that, we didn't have a great line, and Louis Lips was one of the only receivers we had that was productive. I'm not trying to knock anybody, but Tom used to say, if Louis's not open, you know, do something and make something happen. The reason we drafted you is because you're a good athlete, so go make something happen, which has not beneficial to a quarterback, you know, down the road. But that's all we could do at the time.